You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 147.
Season 6, episode 23.
Of Two Mr. P's in a Podcast with me, Mr. P.
And the other Mr. P.
Welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed yet another long weekend as we celebrated King Charles's coronation. Did you enjoy the curry bobs, Adam?
Yeah, caught a little bit of it.
That's what they were calling it, the curry bobs.
Was it the curry bobs?
I think they were going for, because it was platy jubes last year, wasn't
platy
it?
Platy jubes, I love that.
Platy jubes, curry bobs.
Listen, it is what it is. I appreciate the day off. You know, mixed feelings. But I have to just put my cards on the, what is it? Put my cards on the table.
Good start.
I was holding them close to my chest for a minute, but that's what you do, is it? I'm going to put them on the table and say that I did watch a bit of it for a couple of reasons. Number one, history, you know, looking back to say I did watch a bit of it. Number two, to see that coronation ring go on those fingers.
Yeah.
Those sausage fingers, they have captured the imagination of the world. And you saw those pictures of people making like sausage sandwiches. So that was nice. But it is true.
It's not nice.
No. It's a tribute.
He needs to see a clinician.
This is just a tribute. And also, it's funny though. I have to say something. The Queen, what do they call it? Queen Consort, Camilla. I mean, have you ever seen a resting bitch face like it?
I know.
I mean, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Well, I'd say that anything that I watched of the whole ceremony, him and Camilla both looked miserable.
But they looked, and I know, I think it was our good old friend, Luke Kempner.
Yeah.
Was it? Could have been Luke Kempner.
I don't know.
Could have been someone else. I don't know who it was. Said, it could have been Harry Staccini, actually. And he made a very valid point. So shout out Kempner or Staccini, if it was one of you. Said that it looks like Camilla and Charles were giving off vibes that before they got in the Jubilee wagon, which I think it was called, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That they had a massive row and that they'd fell out because they looked like they hated each other. So shout out to whoever shouted that, even though it did just look like that, didn't it? It looked like they didn't look each other. They weren't happy.
I mean, sure it's nerves. Nerves plays a part, but still, I mean,
but doesn't Camilla?
You've waited your whole life.
Camilla look like just before like the main bit where she got her little crown, kind of like her little Aldi crown? Do you know what I mean? Like a sprown, where it's not a real crown, but you know what I'm saying. She looked like she just sucked a lemon.
Yeah.
Like she looked just so annoyed. But the day off was crucial, and it was weird, wasn't it? The weather was absolute trash every single day apart from Sunday, which is when I had a little bit of a BBQ, which you were invited to.
Couldn't make it, unfortunately.
Got a thumb emoji, which I always appreciate.
I didn't.
No. I got an excuse, then have a good time, thumb emoji.
An excuse. We were at the lads' rugby presentation.
Yeah, no, I'm only grinding you
in hopes that they were going to bring a trophy home, which they did not.
Should have gone to the barbecue, mate. There's trophies in meat.
Yeah.
But no, it was good. It's just weird, isn't it, to have two back-to-back. You're kind of getting that feel for a four-day working week, which you see on Lad Bible all the time, like, UK train out four-day working week.
Well, it's worked out to be more productive.
But you sat working in school thinking, this ain't happening for us in the long term.
Nope.
Straight back into old Sats week.
Oh, God, well, just before we move on from the curry bobs, I will like to say, so I've had a bit of an epiphany about the whole coronation. So, obviously, in our family, our dad's sort of pro-royal family. Our mum's very much anti-royal family. Now, I think given the state of ye old UK at the minute, to fork out for the curry bobs was just a bit of a mictake, really. Like, when the guy's worth $2 billion, dip your hand in your pocket. Because let's imagine it's primary school. It's your birthday. What happens? when it's your birthday.
You bring in.
You bring the sweets.
Honest treats.
You bring the treats. That's what Charles should have done. He should have just stepped up and he should have gone, look, this one's on me. Because here's what I've realised. I'm actually not necessarily against the royal family, right? What's the alternative? What would be the alternative? It'd be a republic with a president.
Yeah.
So you're looking at America. And who they had as their president?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Who they've had.
Who's just been found guilty. So the thing for me now is, if we don't have the royal family, who do we have? We have someone we elect. Now look at what the UK has voted for in the past 10 years. There are still people in this country that think the Tory party are the best people to govern our country. Would you put your trust that they could vote a head of state? Plus, I also read that Charles was absolutely fuming with the Rwanda deal. Yeah, he apparently had a massive go at Boris Johnson when that Rwanda deal, you know, the deporting.
Did he point his finger at him?
Probably, yeah, gave him the finger. Imagine if you got that middle finger.
I was going to say, you got the middle finger from Charles.
Yeah.
You'd grab the HP.
Yeah. So I'm sort of okay with having a royal family as long as, you know, they read the room.
Mm.
Get the mood of the country. We're going through a Cosy Lives.
Why
I don't know.
It's really weird.
Know.
You're changing everything now.
But, you know, had they sort of read the room, sort of gone, actually, people are struggling to put food on the table. We've got more food banks in this country than Branston McDonald's. Might not be worth trotting to Westminster in a horse and carriage worth millions. You know, sort of, it doesn't feel right to have this lavish show of wealth while we're then walking into school for Sats Week, having to feed kids breakfasts to make sure they're fed.
Yeah,
to do
yeah,
these
yeah. No,
ridiculous.
Completely agree. But going back to your point, which I thought was an excellent point, may I add? So well played, bravo, sir. About, you know, the king putting his hand in his own pocket, doing what staff members do, and then when you think about what staff members do, King Charles didn't need to go big. Listen, if you're a birthday, if you're a birthday girl, boy, whoever, and you're bringing in, some people dabble bringing in M&S treats, and that is fantastic, even though you always find there's not that many left by the time you get to the staff room.
If you're on break duty, that's for
sure. You
know,
you can bring in Tesco's cookies and stuff, not a problem.
Yeah.
If you go big and you go Aldi, you know there's going to be plenty left. You know, people dabble with Krispy Kremes. They're normally the staff
members.
That's
what I normally get.
Normally the staff members who drive fancy cars. So, to be fair, that fits.
Yeah.
Terry Tesla.
He's serving me well.
Two big boxes? 224. Yeah. 224s? Do you get
212? Yeah, one for Key Stage 1, one for Key Stage 2.
Is there enough?
Well, yeah, I mean, they fly off the shelves. Well, everything does, though, in a staff room. There's nothing worse, though, when you walk in the staff room praying for treats. And, just,
and there's none there.
Or even worse, and again, I hope I don't offend anyone, but when someone decides to bake, like, vegan treats or something, and it's like, no, I just
but
want
if there,
some chocolate.
You know, if it tastes okay, I've not a problem. I mean, I remember, and I posted it to my Instagram, where I had a cake made when it was my birthday of a swimming pool shoot I did as a joke in France where I had my top off coming
as
out of the
pool. As a joke.
I was in Better Nick there. So
as a joke that you had as your profile picture for three years.
But then I put those pictures
that
in
if you were on the dating, you'd still be using it now, even though you look like you've eaten that pool person.
That's very insulting. But what I was going to say was,
I can't speak.
I had a montage of lovely pictures of myself with just "You're welcome" underneath it, printed on a cake at Asda.
So wait, are you saying that you made that yourself?
No, I made it at Asda on the machine, and then.
But you brought that into work.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
my
god!
Yeah, and then
absolutely.
The best bit was staff members who I know didn't really like me were eating my nipples.
I would have loved if that never got touched. No one even bothered. Just like, I'm not going near that.
Taking the whole cake home, like, you're welcome. Like, I am.
Yeah. But of course, it is Sats Week. And what a killer it was today, by the way.
Yep.
Because not only were you doing a reading paper, which you're not allowed to talk about because of confidentiality, what a pain it is if you've got thunderstorms and wet play. There's nothing worse. Yes. Wet play is one of the worst things in the world. We've talked about it numerous times.
Only
on
school
Sats Week,
wet play.
There's only one thing that's worse than wet play on Sats Week, and that's getting a visit from Ofsted on Sats Week.
Oh, here we go.
I've had so many messages. Again, I can't even be out because they're just so, they're so tone deaf. They're just absolute tools. But anyway.
Do you know what, to sum Ofsted up, they're the kind of guys that laugh at a funeral.
Well, yeah.
They're the kind of guys that laugh at a funeral.
Who's that?
Is it Smash Mouth? It's been... No, it's not, is it? It's
been... Bare Naked Lake.
One day, rewrite that. It's been one day since we had the call.
Bare Naked Ladies 1 week. American Pie 1.
Absolute. It's such a
back
tune.
Back in the day.
But yeah, but they are. Like, when you're talking about like read the room or read the thing, it's like they are the kind of person where you're like, you know, I don't know, you've lost a pet, say. Say your dog's just sadly died. And they come in showing pictures of a brand new dog that they just bought. Look at this puppy.
Yeah.
You're just like, listen, Billy Ofsted. I've just lost a valiant warrior of 12 years.
They're the sort of people who'd walk in a room going, knock, knock. You know, saying knock, knock. Do you know those sort of people?
There'd be so many examples.
There'd be those sort of people who'd walk into a room and go like, oh, guys, are you working hard or hardly working?
They would definitely use that. Or the old classic where it's like, you know, you're talking about an amazing family holiday to Tenerife. They talk about an amazing family holiday to Elevenerife. No.
Yeah.
Shut it.
Yeah.
You feel.
Our tools. Anyway, right. So we hope you've all enjoyed the Bank Holiday Weekend. We hope you're getting through the really important, incredibly necessary Sats Week. What I don't get about Sats is, and I'm sure I said this last year, on the episode.
Every year we've done this.
No, I'm not going to go on too long because I think I've said everything that needs to be said. But why do we still do it? At what point do we go, we didn't do it for 2 years and it had absolutely no impact on anything.
Mm.
But rather than just like carrying on with the curriculum or, you know, maybe preparing children for secondary school, let's just waste the last year of primary sitting these freaking tests. Anyway, right.
But before we do move on, by the way, and I think we forgot to acknowledge this on the last episode, the two Mr. P's in a podcast has turned 5.
Has it? We're officially out the toddler stage.
You need to unhide me on Instagram because you would have seen my post. It was very lovely, actually. And I think I might have tagged you in it again, hidden, so you wouldn't have seen. 5 years ago. So if you remember, take your mind back, the Easter holiday we went on 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, you know, we'd come up with the idea and then we started recording. And yeah, it's been 5 years. I'd say maybe 5 years and 2 weeks since the first ever episode dropped.
Yeah.
And just on that, received a message from someone. Do I have the name? I do have the name. Claire. Thank you, Claire. I'm working my way back through the eps, just listened to episode 61 and realised I've been making a massive O.
Here we go.
When you do Cockney John's views on things, I always thought it was him speaking. It was only when you played a clip of him explaining what a fete is. Do you remember that?
A school fete.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a school fair.
What a school fair is. I realised it was actually you reading his messages out. I remember thinking when I listened to the first one about Paw Patrol, wow, Adam's impression of Cockney John is so accurate. It sounds just like him. What an idiot.
No, that's not... I'd say that's a really good compliment.
It's a compliment to me, what, that I can do an impression of a jackass.
She clearly didn't watch that live show where you got absolutely trolled on Jameson's and then went on for 2 hours.
Can I get a shout out? Anyone listening to this, get in the group, because when we were on tour last year, I had unbelievable amounts of people saying, oh, she's not even a teacher. She just watched that Christmas live episode you did in lockdown and just loved how bad she got. Now, I do regret.
When you say loads of people,
two.
Three.
But I'm like Conor
McGregor.
And
one of them was you in the mirror.
I'm like Conor McGregor. I'd like to apologise to absolutely nobody. The other Mr. P does what he wants.
Yeah. Now, other news with the podcast is that we have made a transfer.
We have. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, Mr. P's on the market, and we are now with a new platform.
Platform.
Is it right?
Yeah.
So we are with Dadsnet. Now, Dadsnet produce your other podcast.
They do produce Adam and Cockney John's Big Movie Podcast, which if you haven't checked out yet, please do, because it is class.
So we, yeah, we're with them now. And
Claire's been listening to that thinking that I've just been doing that solo for half an hour a week, doing both bits. Yeah. You all right, Cutney John? Yeah, bruv, you. yeah, not too bad, thanks.
So what we're excited about is that the production quality will hopefully get better. Mm. We are hopefully going to be getting some new jingles, possibly a new intro. All the things we've been wanting for ages, but because
for five years,
but because we've got absolutely no musical talent between us.
Talking instruments. Listen, you go back to those jingles 5 years, people, and we still get a lot of love about the jingles.
Yeah, but.
So many people came up to me on tour.
No, but we can't use them for legal reasons, so we need to come up with our own jingles. We want to do it nice and early so that we can embed them by the time we're on tour. And of course, you can get your tickets for all our shows for the upcoming tour. Go to the website, tomrpspodcast.com, submit your stories. Part of the show is going to be us sharing some of your stories. So we want the naughtiest, juiciest confessions. We want the funniest stories. I'm just going to say it now. Stuff you've probably done that if it was made aware that you'd done them, you'd be facing disciplinary at least, going to jail at most, right? They're the sort of stories we want. Nothing's off limits. Obviously, anything too dodgy, we're not going to share. We're going to use our professional judgment.
Well, if something's too dodgy, sure.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear from you.
Well, yeah. But anything that you think is
funny. You
know
what we're talking about. Juice.
So we want your stories. We want you to get your tickets. It's over the 2 weeks of the October half term so that we're not going to be playing as many shows as last time, but the bigger venues where there's actually more tickets available in these 2 weeks that we're doing than there were for the 6 months show worth of shows that we're doing. So please do go over to the website, get your tickets, share your stories. And what we also would like you to do as well is keep sharing the pod. So if we give you a few seconds now to pause this pod, whatever platform you're listening on, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, whatever it is, I want you to pause it. I want you to share the podcast in your school WhatsApp group, your teacher mates WhatsApp group, whatever it is, just to keep it going, and because we really, really do appreciate it. So yeah, so please do keep sharing, get your tickets, because it will be, I don't know, I think there may well be a little musical number in the next tour, but you'll have to just wait and see.
Maybe. And also, we're putting out the poster and the tour dates and stuff, and we constantly get about, you know, people popping up saying, oh, it's a shame you're not coming here. Like we've said a million times, we don't have a say in where we go. We don't say, right, we want to play here and not here. You know, we get...
Although Adam really didn't want to go to Birmingham, but...
Stop it. Yeah. I love
selling
it.
Well. Selling
Birmingham
well.
Was one of the best. I know you're saying doesn't want to go to Birmingham. It's selling well because people want my head on a stick.
yeah.
No, listen.
They're coming to throw lettuce and tomatoes at you.
The Birmingham show last time was one of the finest. So we can't wait to go back there. But like we said, it's all about that. You know, we're talking about our 5 year anniversary, and the reason we've been going for 5 years and the reason we're able to do this kind of stuff is because of each person who is listening to this right now. So, you know, if you can save a bit of dough, get some tickets, have a night out, get the train there, the train back, it will be a night you will never forget for who knows what reasons.
Show is going to be different.
Have a full on fight on stage.
It's very possible, almost probable. But we are...
smash you over there with an iPad, mate. You know what I'm saying?
But no. And every show is going to be different as well. So the way we're looking at it, it's called the Show and Tell Tour. We're going to do a half on show, which will be, you know, observations, funny stories, this, that, and the other. And Tell is going to be your stories. We're going to be telling your stories. Maybe a couple of our favourites from the podcast alongside yours. Hopefully people who are at the show in the audience.
I'm really excited because it's
worrying. I feel a little bit more nervous about this one because it's not as, what's the word? It's more unscripted, I feel. Yeah. The second half is going to be a lot more unscripted anyway. Right, who's up for it?
You got to hope that the JMO's battle stays half empty.
Jameson's is banned. is banned.
No, but that last show, though. I know from experience, dude.
No. Right, who's up for a new feature?
Ooh! A new feature. Yeah, yeah, you did.
So I got sent this, which I thought, why have we never done this before?
So is this?
We
might. A new feature?
we've done questions before, but this is dilemmas.
Okay.
So these are people's dilemmas. Obviously, a couple of years ago, the go-to song would have been
"No Matter What
Nelly
I Do."
You'd and
gone,
Kelly.
I do, yeah. And I'd gone, all I think about.
Right, can't say anymore. Okay. We'll get sued.
Oh, sorry.
And of course, she drops a massive O in that video.
She does. I posted about that. Yeah. She was sending a text.
Microsoft Excel.
Excel.
And then fuming that a partner didn't return the text. What an O. Anyway, so basically we want, as well as all your stories, we want your dilemmas, right? Now, they don't have to be teaching related. And obviously, they don't have to, we're not necessarily, you know,
we've kind
we're not
of
agony
had
aunts.
These in the past, haven't we? Like dilemmas with partners and work.
Yeah,
partners.
It can be work related. Like this one's work related, but it's not. You know, we're not necessarily wanting, you know,
it's like that,
well-being
it's,
or, you know, if it's anything that, you know, if you're getting bullied by a member of staff at your school, you go to a union, right? You need to, that's, if it's a serious thing, this is more sort
but
of...
But if you fancy a member of staff who you know is single at school and you want the two Mr. P's advice at the end of the day,
that's,
I married a co-worker.
That's,
I've got an A-level.
I married my co-worker, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah. We've got previous.
Look at us two dogs.
Right. So, here we go.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
This was a great one to start as well.
Okay, let's go. Hit me.
So, I'm a huge fan of your podcast and felt compelled to share this dilemma in the hope you can help me. And we're thanking you at this point because you've inspired
well,
the whole new
I
feature.
Mean, what? We may have helped you already. This, you may stop it there.
I am a teaching assistant. I've been working with this incredible class teacher. Let's call her Miss R. Who's become my partner in crime, guiding me in my quest to become the world's most formidable TA. Now, before I go on, I must preface this story with the fact that I've had my fair share of challenging work experiences in the past, so working with Miss R has been such a positive experience, as it should be.
Hmm.
The Robin to your Batman, the Keenan to your Kel.
The Liam to your Noel.
There we go. Miss R is phenomenal in every way. She's got this magnetic personality that draws in pupils and colleagues alike. Her passion for teaching is infectious. And I've never felt more excited to be part of the educational process. However, there's one little tiny hiccup.
Oh, is this the dilemma?
Miss R has breath that is, well, to put it mildly, a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, no, no.
Now, I'm not talking about your everyday morning breath or even traditional teacher coffee breath. No, my friends, this is a whole other level. One that has me questioning the very limits of human Anyway, at times it's as if a family of skunks.
Well written.
It's at times it's as if a family of skunks has had an orgy in a mouth. Jesus. But despite its potent nature, most of the students seem to be completely nose blind to it. I often wonder if they possess some sort of superpower to block out the noxious odors. I adore working with this teacher, but I need your help with the dilemma. How can I help Miss R sort the problem without upsetting or embarrassing her? I can only imagine what others and even some children might be saying, and I'd hate it if people were like that about me. Thank you.
Wow.
Well, for a first feature of a new fit,
that's
going to take some hard
about.
Beating.
And can I kick us off by
right,
saying it obviously talks about how amazing the teacher is and how she gets the kids listening. I think the kids are paying attention so much so they don't face the breath. If you have to get that teacher close for a telling off, it's not what you want to behave. Right, go on. So we could give different advice here. What are you going to? So the dilemma, she wants our advice. Right, I've got my advice.
See,
too.
I mean, the simplest thing for me would just be to, you know, keep offering a mince.
Okay.
Like, do you want a Tic Tac? Do you want a chewing gum? Oh, these dude chewing gums are amazing. Wrigley's Extra, have you heard of them?
But I feel Wrigley's Extra.
If you get her in the Secret Santa, Colgate.
I personally, right, if it was me, and this is no word of a lie, this could be a close friend, it could be you. If I, the one thing I cannot really handle is bad breath, especially when you're working close with people. And I told you once about that guy, didn't I, where it was rumoured that there was green mist
coming out
of his mouth in secondary school. I personally would just say, listen, I'd have a word really quietly, just say I've not said this to anyone apart from a podcast that has over 5 million listens. I would just say, listen, you know, I absolutely adore working with you. Can I be frank and honest? And then that teacher would go, yes. And then you'd...
And then once you wake up.
Yeah.
Once you wake up. And then
I would just say, listen, you know, your breath... It is
awful. It's so awful.
But I would just say
it's so awful because
I just go like, what do you brush your teeth? Like have you ever
had that where you walk into a classroom and you can smell it? You can smell someone's breath.
Yeah, I have.
Are the kids playing? I mean, how does she know the kids don't notice it? Maybe they do. Maybe you ought to just sort of when the teacher's not listening or not, you could go like, what is that smell? In the hope that one of the children go, it's Mrs. Breath.
Ooh.
And then you could be like...
But then you throw in the...
Key. Yeah, 10 team points. Tell her.
10 team points, but don't speak to Miss like that. I would... No, genuinely. So imagine you're the teacher, right? Let's act this out. I would say, can I have a word? Like, privately. And then I'd go, listen, you know, I appreciate everything you've done for me. You are the best teacher I've ever seen. But your breath is... It's causing me to feel physically sick on a daily basis. And I really care about you. And I think there could be a deeper line issue maybe with mouth ulcers.
Yeah.
You're going off the caring way. And then hook out the gift bag of not only some Marks and Spencer's treats, toothbrush, toothpaste, mouthwash, mints.
I mean, you could ask the parent, if any parents ask you for an end of year gift.
You can't just go, well, she's got really bad breath.
No, you don't say that, but she's really into mouthwash. She loves Listerine.
I bet the parent was like, she definitely isn't. Parents even nearly passed out. I would say, I'd be honest, maybe even via text, it might be easier to just be like, hey, listen, you remember peak COVID where it was a 2 meter social distance?
What about like at the summer do?
Well, I thought
if
that,
had a
like,
drink
if
with
you,
her.
But it, yeah, and do it as a joke, just like, I tell you what stinks, your breath.
No, you can't. Oh, God. It is, it's a tough
one. Pulling a cracker with her at the work meal. Right, here we go. Here's a joke for you. What smells really bad and is close to me? Your breath. What? Oh, no, I'm not joking. But no, but seriously, maybe.
I wonder if she's year four. Because if she's year four, she's got to teach that. That's part of the humans and other and animals. You learn about teeth.
Practice what you preach.
Yeah, canines, molars,
incisors.
Incisors. Right. Well, thank you very, very much
Did
for that,
help
Anonymous.
Did we help?
We've given a few ideas. You can either be frank, be honest. You can Secret Santa. Wait till you're out on a night out.
You could,
if you're covering a class, be like, right, kids. Someone needs to say it.
You can't throw the kids under the bus.
We
are there for the kids.
We get burns every week.
We get kids
saying the most hurtful things. If the kids say it with a really innocent smile, like, is everything all right, miss? Because you
need
know.
Like that little Cindy Lou Who to come in and go, miss, your breath stinks.
Yeah, you need it.
But the other thing is, you remember those things that you can pop on the end of your nose? You could just say, listen, the doctor has prescribed that due to my snoring at night, I need
just
to have
Vicks,
these through the
Vicks
day.
On your nostrils.
That's not a bad shout. A little bit of Vicks.
You could Vicks it up, although it does get, it could react.
Imagine Miss going like, that Vicks is making me feel sick.
So
and you're going, coming from you.
Here's another dilemma for you. Would you rather, as a teaching assistant yourself, would you rather be in a class with a teacher who's sound, but smelly breath, or someone who makes your life an off, you know, like is a bit of a, you don't really get on
that's
with
not
them.
Even a, it's not but even a competition. It'd be good one bad breath because what I'd do is I'd sit him down and go, listen, you are fantastic, but your breath is not. Good dad.
I like it. We'll get some more.
It's a good.
Well, I did post it on my Instagram, so I think there's a couple that have come through.
It's a good little segue, actually, because you were talking about, you know, children saying something. So burns.
Yeah.
So I have got some burns for you this week.
Okay.
I got a gift of Slim Fast shakes off a pupil.
Wow.
I used to turn down a try of his lunch almost every day. What an honest kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like offering a bit of his lunch.
Yeah.
I bet it was on quiche day.
Oh, I made a... I dropped... So I was in Swansea, just sorry to interrupt. I was in Swansea on Tuesday after Corrie Bob's and I was like, oh, did you all enjoy the coronation? Like making a joke at the beginning. I was like, oh, I said, all get your fill of quiche. And they were all like laughing. I said, I can't stand the stuff.
Oh,
like
no.
Joking. Because I actually quite like quiche. And then someone was like, I've brought quiche in for the buffet, for the Jacob's table.
The Jacob's table.
Oh.
If you're bringing quiche to a Jacob's table, you're a coward. So he decided it must have been because I was on a diet. Not because I didn't want to try his soggy sandwiches. Also, he was a pat lunchman.
Wait, is this what she's saying is an excuse?
Yeah, so he brought me in some diet drinks.
Wow.
I mean, honest from the kid.
Yeah.
Couple from this one. High school pupil. Miss, why did you chop your hair? Me, because I wanted a change. Change is good. Pupil, not all change is good. My hairdresser was raging.
Nobody
when I
liked
told him.
Change.
My hairdresser was raging when I told him. A few weeks.
Why would you tell your hairdresser?
Marcel, you won't believe it. My hairdresser was raging. A few weeks later, I went a bit blonder than usual.
Yeah.
Same pupil. This pupil's got it, you know. That's much better than before, miss. Me. Glad you like it, pupil. I never said I liked it.
Oh, yes. That is great, isn't it?
You smell like my nan. Not the young one. The great nan in the nursing home.
Oh, God.
This one. We were talking about jobs, and I talked about me being a teacher, and a pupil I'd had in my class for 2 years looked at me for a while and said, you're a teacher? 2 years! What did he think? She was saying,
you're a teacher.
Just, wait a second. So, you're telling me, right? My TA could not stop laughing. I went home and reconsidered my future. And then finally, a child started laughing out loud when I said, why are you laughing out loud? He was buckled with laughter, like proper belly laughs. When I asked, what are you laughing at? His response was, your face.
Oh, my God. Proper belly laugh.
I know.
Just cry laughing at your laughing. Face. Oh, God. Like,
oh, this must be a good one. What is it? Your face.
What are you laughing about, guys?
I've got... I may as well, whilst I'm on my phone, I've got just a couple of things. A couple of, like, add-ons to stories we've done in the past week. Just right. The odd one. So, do you remember the olive... stones.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
it was
yeah,
when
yeah.
It was a business meeting.
On a date.
I think it was a business meeting.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Took a handful of what he thought were nuts and they were actually olive stones.
Eating olive stones.
This one. Years ago, my stepdad used to get nuts from an old lady he visited. Found out she was sucking the chocolate off them and putting them in a bag.
Oh, no. Oh,
And then this one. So going back to where the teacher, where what you could get away with saying back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Back in day.
So we had that teacher who said, if your daughter was as thick as this coursework folder, we'd both be laughing. So Honor replied to that. Never mind with getting away with saying something outrageous. My husband had a maths teacher who would sit on anyone who gave an incorrect answer. She was a big unit too. Mind you, it was back in the 60s.
Sit on someone.
Sit on. Imagine. What is 5 squared? 20? Right.
Like from the top rope, Yokozuna.
Yeah.
Oh, my and God. Then, sit on someone. Can you imagine?
Imagine that. Imagine the, like, you know, a walk around. What is it? An unexpected learning walk. What are you doing? Got the 5 times tables wrong. And then this one.
Oh, God.
Back in the 1980s, there was one kid in my school who was hardcore into the punk scene. He had a bright blue, 6-inch high, razor thin, stand-up straight mohawk. The principal gave him detention for being a distraction. And his parting words that day were, so this is the principal, "And tomorrow, no more blue mohawks." The next day, the same kid came in with the same mohawk, only bright pink. That's good, isn't it? That is good.
You didn't say no mohawks.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, it ain't bright blue, bro. And then finally, this was from some Pinchbeck Village News. "Help, please. My son has taken a large amount of money into school today, £520. My older daughter's driving lesson money and has been giving it out to children mainly in his class 5. If anyone's child comes home with any money, please, please be honest and return it, as it's a 17-year-old's. The school have managed to retrieve £330, so still a large amount missing. Please, class 5 parents, check your children for £20 and £10 notes." Sounds like a SATs question, doesn't it? Started the day with £520, gave class 5.
Yeah.
Ended up with 330.
What's the ratio of what's left? You're not getting that back.
No chance.
Nah, there'd be far too many. Be like, "Oh, hello.
Do you know what?
Take away tonight."
You'd know as well. You'd know as well those kids in class 5 coming in with Prime the next day.
Yeah.
"How much you pay for that Prime?" £20, mate. Right.
Right. So there was a post I saw. I think it was a magazine. I don't know when it was published, but basically it was going on about name of the week or something, and basically a name for this parent had written into the magazine saying that she thinks she's got the most unique spelling of a name.
Okay.
And the name's Caitlin. Do you know how the name was spelled?
Like K number 8 L-I-N.
No. K V I I I Lynn.
Right.
Roman numerals. Yeah. So I shared that with a little, "I think this is the most unique spelling of a name. What's the most unique spelling you've come across?
Hey guys, can you help me out?"
Yeah. And oh my days. Oh my days. Strap yourselves in, because these, yeah. I'm going to start easy and then we'll go in. So I've taught a Pebbles, who's a girl. I taught a Gracious. I once taught a Wednesday, who was most affronted when I corrected her work with the missing D. So she wasn't called Wednesday, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And I also taught a Zinedine Zidane, and that was his first name. Even more unfortunately, his friends called him Zizi for short. I didn't have to tell him that it's slang for penis in French. Oh,
is it?
Yeah, well. Oh. He's put, and was actually quite apt. Poor Zinedine. Reading these make...
Poor Zinedine.
Yeah. Reading these make our odd names seem like normal. One child called Forever Smiley.
Stop it.
Seriously.
Oh, my God. Forever Smiley.
Yeah.
Would it be if he got sent to the fence?
Taught a student called Smile. Most grumpy child ever.
I was going to say, Forever Smiley. How tempted would you be if Forever Smiley was that child who was not making the right choices? How tempted would you be? You're not going to be forever smiley. Yeah, at dinner time, pal.
Went to school with a Candy. Her surname was Sweet.
Candy Sweet.
I taught a child called Lettuce.
Lettuce?
Lettuce, yeah.
Like, as in the...
The vegetable,
the
yeah.
The vegetable.
Yeah.
I was about to say the fruit, then were you?
Really?
I nearly got
that. Why would you call your child Lettuce?
I don't know. Let us discuss.
when I don't even know.
No, when the miracle of childbirth, and you're like, because you often say, don't you? Like, I had a name picked out for my son, and he was going to be called Austin.
Right.
You know, shout out to Cinderella Story.
Not Austin 316.
No, obviously.
All right.
You know, just we got a lot of female listeners. Cinderella Story. But yeah, so I loved Austin. Loved Austin Parkinson. Obviously, the Stone Cold. I loved it. And then, you know, there was that thing about male. Now, do you know, so this is why you're Lee, our other brother's Ryan, and I'm Adam. L-R-A, and our dad's M and our mum's C is so when we got post, if we were called all the same,
we
wouldn't get mixed up letters. So my mum made the point to me and going, oh, I like the name.
Yeah, but let's be fair, who gets mail now?
It's true, it's true. Austin wouldn't be getting nothing. He'd have been too busy cashing checks and breaking necks. But when Max came out, £9.14, I looked at him and he was like, and the doctor said like, oh, he's just off £10. And on the scale, I saw it say, Matt, I was going, that is what he is. He's a big lump. So we called him Big Lump, got told it wasn't allowed.
well, it's funny you should say that. No.
No.
Just coming in from wet play. Oh, you wet lettuce.
I was going to say something. I was trying to think of a joke when you said, talk it called gracious. I was like, I wonder how she was when she lost. Was she gracious in defeat?
Yeah, I know someone who called their child chlamydia.
Shut up.
Serious.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
I taught a girl called Chandler. Oh, no, not Chandler. That's actually a name. No, chandelier.
No.
Oh, you're going back to chlamydia?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So just chlamydia, just like, imagine coming in, getting your class's attention. Yeah. Oh, no. I know your nickname's Clap, but...
do you reckon that's the mum sort of like...
that didn't want to tell the dad? Yeah. And was just like, meet your daughter, chlamydia. What? You mean I've got that and that?
I taught a girl called Chandelier, not Chandler.
That'd be mint, that though, wouldn't it? If it was her birthday, you know what'd be booming. What a swing!
My dad taught twins, one called Fortunate, the girl, and Favourite, the boy.
Oh no. I thought the boy was going to be called Un. We had the girl who we loved called Fortunate, and the boy was Unfortunate.
Siobhan, but was pronounced Sioban.
Well, Sioban, I've struggled with that in time gone by.
Well, we're not going to even get into the flip Irish spelling of names, because, yeah. R, apostrophe, C-H-E-E. So R... So when we saw it on the forthcoming class list, we pronounced it Rishi.
Okay.
Because who knew? Later found out it's Archie, as in Archie.
Oh.
But spell R apostrophe.
Why do you have to do stuff like that?
I mean, you're making phonics a nightmare for your kids. Worked in travel, had someone called to add a name to their newborn. Sorry, the name of their newborn to the booking, which was called Clementine. Sorry, I had a burp then.
They burped mid-naming, called it Clementine.
Clementine. I asked if it was a miss or a master. They replied, miss, of course. Who would name a boy Clementine? As they were saying that, I looked at the rest of their booking and noticed their other child was called Badger.
Right, I'm going to give a shout-out at this point. Obviously, those names on a register, especially like you talked about the Sioban, the Siobhan and all that.
Yeah.
Supply teachers.
Oh, yeah.
When supply teachers hit up Sims, they must be dripping with sweat at some time. Do you know what I mean? Those long names that have been shortened.
Yeah.
All of those. And you just, when you look at a name and you think, and I've done it. I've got into a class and not known the kids and gone, right. Think.
I've done it so many times.
Where I've just been like.
Sometimes it's like.
Pietra? And then someone's gone, it's...
Peter. I do it sometimes how I read a book. If I come across a word I can't read, where I just sort of go, good morning. I had siblings called Celine and Dion.
Oh, I like that. Like that a lot.
I'd say the parents needed to think twice.
Yeah, but their heart will go on.
then Tequila and JD, siblings.
Shut up.
Seriously.
I'm not going to lie. You know, if they were in high school, would you say, oh no, I've got double tequila next. What have you got? Double JD. Oh, God.
It wasn't in the UK, but the parents wanted to call their child Beckham. They weren't English speakers and ended up spelling it as Bacon.
Oh, I'm named after that famous guy. Richard Bacon.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Why would Richard be your first one?
Because
Francis Bacon.
Who's Francis Bacon?
Famous artist.
Is he?
Yeah. Never tell you about the story of Francis Bacon.
No.
So during uni, now you know when I went to uni, I didn't really go to uni.
No, yeah.
Like I did bare minimum just
to
get through.
Because
I went when I was 18. I was too young.
For sesh.
Yeah. So as part of our pass for the second year, we did a 4-year degree. Part of our pass for the second year was that we had to, upon reflection now, basically write a scheme of work or like a topic for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to the original lecture, so I heard it secondhand and heard that you just had to do like a study about an artist. So I chose Francis Bacon because Cozza, my mate, who is an artist, actually primary school teacher now, he was doing it at uni. So I then got him to draw a self-portrait of me in the style of Francis Bacon, but then took pictures halfway through of me drawing it so it looked like I'd done it.
You should be ripped up.
Yeah, and managed to pass, even though I didn't even write a single lesson plan. It was just like, yeah. That just goes to show the state of the university courses. It was ridiculous.
Did you smoke it? Smoke that semester.
I know a child called Cinderella.
Oh, I bet they're terrible at football. Yeah. Always run away from the ball. Thank you. I'm here all week.
Two names that still surprise me. One is My Name Is God.
As in,
that's the whole word. My Name Is God.
My Name Is God.
My Name Is God. And Turkey.
The difference. Doing a register. My Name Is God. Here. Turkey.
I taught a jobby, said Joby. I taught a jobby, said Joby. Joby. A Joby. But spelt jobby. Isn't jobby a like swear word in Scotland?
Could be, yeah.
I'm sure. Oh, you wee jobby.
Yeah, wee jobby. Yeah, it does sound like it. I hope we've not offended anyone there.
We hope we haven't, but if anyone from Scotland can correct us, just message us, let us know about that, and also get your tickets for the Glasgow show. Right, taught a kid called Denim. Felt like the fabric. I'm struggling here. But there was also a student.
She had pockets as ears.
No, there was also a student in a school I worked at called Shitanshu. Pronounced as it was spelt. Shitanshu.
Shitanshu?
Yeah. Mm. I went to a zoo, and there was only one dog there. It was a shih tzu.
Yeah. Imagine you walk in, you've accidentally stood in dog muck. You've come in. What's made you so angry? Oh, shit on shoe. Yeah. Oh, sorry, no.
Tia Maria, Carlsberg, Rain, and Princess.
Carlsberg.
Which is your worst there? Like, if you had to choose one as your name.
Carlsberg's the worst there.
Do you reckon?
I think that dad has done that only because if you want, what is it? If Carlsberg did best kids in the world. What was the other? Tia Maria's all right.
Taught one child called Colon.
Oh, God.
Think it was. Should have been Cologne. Taught a child called Thank God. Right, here's one for you.
Still laughing at Colon.
H-I-J-K-M-N.
H-I-J-K-L-M.
No, M-N. H-I-J-K-M-N.
Noel.
Noel.
Yes.
Because there is Noel.
And that's real?
Well, yeah.
God, imagine the supply there.
Oh.
Just think. Just take a minute, every listener. Think about the supply there. H-J-K... did it gone? Hedgecombe? Hedgecombe? It's Noel, actually,
it
you fool.
It always reminds me of that Key and Peele sketch.
Oh, so funny.
Where it's like...
Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron.
Aaron.
I've taught happiness, pride, and God's choice.
God...
The interesting bit was...
DJ Kellen's kids. Why'd you name him? God did.
The interesting bit was happiness was always grumpy and pride should definitely have been called arrogance.
Wow.
Yeah. I taught a child called Donut.
You're setting them up there, aren't you?
Yeah. Some crazy names here. The strangest name I've ever taught was a child called Tig, as in Tig, you're it. And his middle name was Otter. I often wonder what became of him.
The famous Broadway actor, Tig Otter.
Yeah. I worked on the checkouts in a shop and said hi to the next customer. His dad said to his child, "Come on, Tink." I said, "Ah, what's your name?" "Tinkerbell." Well, I don't mind that.
Little princess, yeah.
I've once taught I think the two I taught called Dolce and Gabbana are up there.
Dolce and Gabbana. I mean, when they're together, it works. But if you're just walking somewhere, name? Gabbana.
Yeah. I've also taught an Absidi. Absidi. Spell A-B-S-I. No, no, it's not spelled that. That's how you pronounce it. Absidi. Spell A-B-C-D-E.
Absidi.
Absidi. But my favourite was a trio of siblings. Eldest was Ashton, then Mercedes, and finally, Mondeo. I felt for the last one. That must have been what they were driving by the third child, a Mondeo. Willing they bet they did a depot change at 18 to Ferrari.
Yeah, what's the name? Skoda?
Mini Metro? We found some beauts, but Honey Bee will forever live. Spell H-U-N-N-I-B. Honey Bee.
Honey Bee.
D-K-N-Y, pronounced D-K-N-Y. D-K-N-Y.
This is ridiculous. I'm in shock at some of these.
Bacardi. Honestly, Bacardi. Right, this is spelled A-I-R-W-R-E-C-K-A-H.
Oh, look, you lost me after right. W.
A-I-R-R-W-R-E-C-K. Rec.
Rec.
A-H.
Erica.
Erica.
Erica, yeah, okay. Just saying, just throw it out there. Think about the supply. Think about...
A friend taught a boy called MILF. It can't be.
You'd go into American Pie mode, wouldn't you? Good morning, Jessica. Good morning, MILF. MILF.
We had a lay-by. Child called Lay-by, born in one, presumably. Fortunate for him, he was super cool. Female.
Laid back, was he laid by?
Yeah. Female, pronounced Female, but spelled P-H-E-M-A-L-E. Parents said it was a name. It was on a name band when she was born and they liked it. Female. Female.
What's your name? Trafford General Hospital?
This one, there's definitely a story behind this one. I had a child called God Knows. And I know exactly what's happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so you brought your child to be registered for the name. Do you have a name? Oh, God knows.
God knows.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
God knows. Imagine them doing the sats. That wouldn't look good, would it? Name. God knows.
It's like when they write for an answer. Don't know. Why have you written don't know?
Oh, that's my name, sir. And of course, I'm sure we've done this one before. L-A.
Oh, LaDasha.
LaDasha. I once taught a family of Chardonnay, T. Maria, Bailey and Caffrey. J-apostrophe, pronounced J-apostrophe.
J-apostrophe.
J-apostrophe. And then we have got this one. R-Shole, which was spelled A-R-S-H-O-L-E with a... What's it called? The French thing on the top of the A.
Oh, the little like expression thing.
Yeah. Can't remember what it's called. But anyway, arsehole, basically. But Arshole. Wow. They were an experience, guys. Thank you very, very much for sharing them. Right. We have got a couple more stories for you to wrap up the episode. You ready for these?
Yeah.
These are pretty embarrassing. Just a few. My second year of teaching was teaching to a year six class a lesson, part of our Hola Mexico topic, right?
Yeah.
So second year of teaching was teaching a year six class a lesson as part of our Hola Mexico topic. I drew a cactus on the board. It did not look like a cactus. The class were in hysterics. I tried to salvage the situation by adding the spikes. It did not salvage the situation at all. It only made it much worse. Much, much worse. The kids were in fits. I was in fits. One of those, the ground needs to swallow me up now moments. The cactus was very swiftly rubbed off the board.
Because I feel with the cactus there as well, she would have tried to do some sort of pot, which could have easily resembled
something
a
else.
Big old dangling pair of bollocks.
No, this a child gave me my chicken fillet from my bra in assembly.
What? Oh my days. So, because I have heard
about
this.
Is that a thing?
I have heard about this,
actual chicken fillets?
I've heard, I don't know if they're nicknamed chicken fillets, but I have heard of...
Oh, so they look like chicken fillets. Because surely you can't... Right, I probably sounded really silly there, thinking that they're actual chicken. You can't think of the salmonella.
Well, can you get salmonella on skin?
Raw chicken?
No, but you're not eating it.
Yeah, but if you're messing with it... No, it's going to be something that results...
It would wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe it's Miss R. Don't have to worry about a breath. Maybe it isn't a breath. Maybe it's the chicken fillets. Yeah.
I just can't get over that. Like, he's dropped an assembly she hasn't noticed.
Yeah.
And then the kid's just gone like...
What would the kid think it was?
I feel like chicken tonight.
What,
nice.
What a throwback. At parents' evening, a stepdad kept being very insistent that he knew me from somewhere. I kept saying, no, I don't think so. Knowing full well that we had indeed met before and had quite a passionate snog in a local nightclub.
I mean, it's pretty bad, that, isn't it? Because the guy's going...
I swear
to God, I've seen those lips before.
And to finish off, this one really made me laugh this week. This week, the children in year 5 were asked to explain what the word propaganda means. Being a Yorkshire school... A child answered, having really good luck. Having a really good luck. A propaganda.
Davin, really good luck.
Davin, really good luck.
Having a propaganda. That's great.
Having proper good luck.
Having a
propaganda. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Oh, God. Right.
Great stuff.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, we do really, really appreciate it. Please do head to the website where you can get your tickets for all our shows. You can submit your stories for our live shows or, again, got a dilemma, got a confession, anything that you think
love
will give us
new
a...
new dilemmas. Get them in.
So anything. Doesn't have to be school-related. Just anything that you think we might be able to give you advice on.
And I would say that, you know, if you're going through a similar dilemma, this is a great thing. You could enter your dilemma, and your dilemma could be similar to hundreds of others.
So if
you do work with a teacher with, you know, horrendous breath, sit them down, say, listen.
Check if you've got chicken fillets first.
Say, listen, you are fantastic, but we need to do something about that green mist.
Yeah. So please do, if you've not yet left a review, go on Apple Podcasts, leave a review as well. And we will be back next week. Take care.
Thank you.